Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on a summary of effective business writing. This podcast forms part of a mini-series on business writing skills. Letters and emails are the most commonly used business communications. They link an organisation with its customers, both internal and external, suppliers and advisors. However, according to research, there is room for improvement, especially on the sense, grammar, spelling, and punctuation of letters and emails. Research by the Adult Literacy Basic Skills Units confirms this. Sloppy business communications cost the United Kingdom billions of pounds every year. If you write properly, your letters and emails can be a powerful business tool. They can act as a salesperson, a shop window, or an ambassador for your business and your work. They can say more about your communication and commitment to quality and service than a phone call ever can. Let's start by comparing two letters. Here's the first one. Dear customer, re-mortgage interest rate reduction. Following a further decrease in bank base rates, we are pleased to advise you that the rate of interest charged on your account will be reduced to 4.75%, effective from your charge date on your after 25th of October 2007, which, in accordance with the original terms and conditions of your mortgage offer, will be claimed monthly in arrears, affecting your February instalment. We will write to you again in due course to advise you of the revised amount on your monthly instalment, and you should appreciate your cooperation in being kind enough to await these details prior to contacting us with any queries in this regard. Yours sincerely, Mr. Brown. This letter is horrible. Even if it gets into the in tray, it won't be long before it is in the bin. It contains mistakes. It is full of commercial jargon. The sentences are too long, and it is unclear and unfriendly. Most of us have read a letter like this one, and even if we might not want to admit it, most of us have probably written one like it too. Now let's compare it to the second version. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Jones, lower interest rates. We are pleased to tell you that the interest rate on your account will go down to 4.75% on the 25th of October 2007. This is because there has been another cut in bank base rates. From the 1st of November, your monthly payments will be £1,246. Please contact us if you have any other queries about this change. Yours sincerely, Mr. Brown. This is a huge improvement. The layout is crisp and formal, and there are no mistakes in the body of the text. The letter is written in a clear, sensible, and polite style. The reader will understand it, and it will have done its job. So effective business writing has three important features. It must be accurate, brief, and clear. Write accurately. This means taking the trouble to check grammar, spelling, and punctuation, to get the facts and figures right, and to include the right information, ensuring that the content is relevant. It means using an appropriate style and tone, being precise in the use of words, including the right enclosures, address the reader correctly, and following any in-house rules on layout and style. It avoids agenda bias and conveys the right mood as well as prompt the right feelings in the reader. Finally, an accurate piece of writing has been proofread carefully. Write briefly. Be concise. Few people have the time to read long, rambling communications. It is not businesslike to express in many words a thought that requires only a few. In business, time is money. Unnecessarily long letters, reports, memos, and emails cost time, money, resources, and frayed tempers. To write concisely, you need to decide what points need to be included and what can be left out. Plan how you will order your points. Review the relevance of the content. Eliminate anything that is unnecessary. Use short, simple words and phrases wherever possible. Cut out empty, meaningless words and phrases. And write using mainly short sentences and paragraphs. Write clearly. Nowadays, we are totally swamped with information. We do not have the time or the inclination to struggle through a fog of vague, trite writing. Remember that the importance of any communication is to be understood. Unclear writing reflects unclear thinking. Therefore, you need to write accurately and briefly. Define exactly why you are writing and ensure the content is organised. Arrange the facts in a logical sequence, considering the reader. Present the information so that it is easy to follow and to find what you need. Avoid technical terms unless you are sure the reader will understand them or they are essential for accuracy. Cut out commercial jargon and overused clichés that may cloud the meaning. Replace vague, abstract expressions with words that are specific and descriptive. Use active rather than passive verbs and make references clear. And this ends the podcast on a summary of effective business writing.